This episode of Zoom is presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals.
I've been in a slump for a year, and that's a long time. So, you know, I'm finally starting to be happy again, and it feels good.
Last August 19th in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Ryan Williams was doing what he dreamed of. Moments later, his worst fears were realized.
And there's an injured Cardinal, and the training staff runs onto the field, and it's Ryan Williams.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I was actually diagnosed on the field. He was just like, you know, where's his kneecap? And, you know, my kneecap was in my thigh. And it was just kind of like, what?
It's not a typical injury in the NFL. It's a typical injury for, you know, someone who's like a power lifter, Olympic lifter. Realistically, yeah, it's a 9 to 12 month rehab to come back from that. Yeah.
This can't be happening. I finally made it. I'm here. And then it's just like it's all gone in a matter of a couple of weeks. And it's like, now what to do?
The entire Cardinal sideline on the field now is Ryan Williams, rookie out of Virginia Tech, who has been a star in training camp, gets helped onto the cart.
Okay, I got a long 9, 12 months. You know, you got to get back. I can't be a statistic, man. I won't let it happen. As soon as training camp starts, day one, I'll be back.
Williams is a long way from the pain. Sure, he still feels sore after a long day of practice, but the emotional pain he felt for months is in the rearview mirror.
I shed too many tears all year. You know, it's about that time where, you know, I get where I need to be, and I'm going to continue to work to get to where I need to be and go and show out and help this team win.
Perhaps it was the pain and the fear of losing everything he had known that motivated Williams to the point where getting back on the field was nearly an obsession.
And I really don't know what my life would be like without football. And that's it, you know? And, I mean, that's the bottom line. I never pictured doing anything else. So whatever I have to do to be here for 10 plus years, I'm gonna get it done. I wake up every morning and I tell myself what I'm gonna do and I get it done.
Much like this past year for Ryan, training camp has had its highs and lows. Williams has shown flashes of brilliance and had minor setbacks that would perhaps allow doubt to creep in. Not Williams. Not when he's this close to the objective. Not even when the pain is telling him to take it slow.
Last week, I thought I had a setback. You know, my knee was bothering me, then my lower back, and then my hips. But it was one of those things where, am I going to keep sitting on the sideline and watch my team practice, or am I going to play through some things and you know, work out these little kinks? And I did, and I'm starting to feel a lot better.
I'm excited for him. Whenever you see somebody that works as hard as he has, that went through a terrible injury, that now looks great, you want to see him have success.
Having him say that to me, how he was proud of me for working, shows that I was working hard and he noticed it.
It took extraordinary patience, drive, and focus to make it back this far. Williams believes that focus will reach new depths when he finally takes the field in front of the home fans.
Say if you put a pair of binoculars on and your focus zooms in like 100 times. That's what happens when I put a football helmet on. In my mind, every time I touch the ball, I'm scoring a touchdown. That's just how I feel.
This episode of Zoom has been presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals.